Vice President Kamala Harris are traveling to the state of Georgia Tuesday to promote voting rights legislation that is stalled in the U.S. Senate. A senior White House official said Biden would use an upcoming address to advocate for the right to vote in free, fair, and secure elections, untainted by partisan manipulation, and to say the way to guarantee those rights is by enacting two pieces of voting legislation introduced by Democrats. Republicans in Congress have opposed the legislation, leaving Senate Democrats with no path forward unless they change the filibuster rules that prevent bills from advancing without the support of at least 60% of the body's 100 senators. The White House official said Biden would support changing that rule in order to protect voting rights. The official said that efforts in many Republican-led states to enact voting restrictions, which include limiting voting by mail and reducing the number of polling places and the hours they are open. A Kremlin spokesman said Tuesday there is no significant reason for optimism following Monday's highly anticipated talks between U.S. and Russian diplomats in Geneva regarding Russia's military buildup on the border with Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters from Moscow the fact the talks were open, comprehensive, and direct was certainly positive, but it added it is the results that matter. Moscow continues to insist on guarantees NATO will halt its eastward expansion, that Ukraine will not be allowed to join the alliance, and that NATO roll back its military deployments in Eastern Europe, demands Washington continues to reject. Tensions in Eastern Europe have built up for the past several months since Russia began amassing tactical equipment and as many as 100,000 troops on its border with Ukraine, raising fears it's planning an invasion. The two sides will meet again Wednesday in Brussels and Thursday in Vienna. This is VOA News. Aid workers and local officials report an airstrike in northern Ethiopia's Tigray region has killed 17 civilians, mainly women, and wounded.